Hello, my name is Stephen Manuzak. Welcome to Arts Midwest Podcast Number 2, in which we will examine the background and design philosophy of industrial designer Russell Wright. For this podcast, I spoke with Robert Stearns, curator of the exhibition entitled Russell Wright, Living with Good Design, as well as Julie Park, executive director of the Decorative Arts Center of Ohio, which partnered with Arts Midwest to organize the national tour of the exhibition. Russell Wright was the first celebrity designer. Long before Martha Stewart or Michael Graves, Wright was pioneering a style of home goods that made him prominent and recognized throughout the U.S. and beyond. In large part, this was due to a very successful strategy of branding instigated by Wright's wife, Mary. Curator Robert Stearns explains.
In the days when he first began his work, none of the designers who were the founders of American industrial design were known by name. They worked for big companies like PepsiCo and Studebaker. They designed for the company, but their name was unknown. Russell Wright was introduced to the American public really by his wife, Mary, who insisted on the presence of his name and his signature on everything that he made. Not only on the objects, but on the advertising that sold those objects so that the name Russell Wright was reinforced. Russell Wright was known to as many people in the United States in 1950 as knew the names Coca-Cola and Westinghouse. That was a breakthrough. That was unknown to that time. So in that sense, Russell was really a first in the design community. Wright's design comes from the essences of American design philosophy that was probably most importantly grounded in Shaker design of the 18th and 19th century, in which simplicity was a high quality. Also, the American arts and crafts movement of the late 19th, early 20th century, in which truth to materials was very important, that the proper material should be used for the proper design. He was also strongly influenced by the Midwest grounded regionalism movement of the 20s and 30s, which was predominantly centered around painters who felt that there was a real Americanness to imagery. Russell paralleled that idea in useful objects for the home.
Russell Wright's designs stemmed from his conviction that, in his words, good design is for everyone. His philosophy favored simplicity over dramatic ornamentation and emphasized that the design of an item be relevant to its function.
He was more concerned with the function of the piece, but the function of the piece as a messenger of its context or its use or its history. He was very interested in history. He was interested in where shapes and a vocabulary of shapes and forms come from, and obviously he was limited to those that he knew. He knew the American forms. He knew Shaker. He knew the arts and crafts movement. In the house he grew up in Lebanon, Ohio, he was surrounded by arts and crafts. And he felt very strongly early on that he wanted that Victorian over-decoration out of the American home, partly because he grew up that way.
This philosophy developed mainly from his own personal history. He was not an academic who studied design, but instead used the values he grew up with in Lebanon, Ohio, as a guide, even as other design movements were happening around him.
Both the Bauhaus movement, which of course happens between World War I and World War II, and the Exposition des Arts Décoratifs, which was a very important exhibition in Paris in 1925, which gives us the term Art Deco, were terms that he may have been familiar with, but in fact he was really not well informed of. Mary, his wife, was a student of Alexander Archipenko, who was a very important Russian, but nonetheless European sculptor. And through her experience, he was exposed to that world of art and design. He was aware of the surrealists, but he was not well schooled in them. He was not academically trained. So we can't read into his work any influences of European trends and designs as we might want to do, because, in fact, he knew very little about it. He was not trained philosophically. His philosophical point of view came from his grounding in Lebanon, Ohio.
Though Wright's designs focused on simplicity, they were certainly not ordinary. Wright experimented with materials while drawing on familiar shapes and functions, and his efforts yielded breakthroughs, such as the use of aluminum in the home.
back in the 1930s when he took to using aluminum for household items was also a breakthrough. It was limited up to that point strictly to commercial use and industrial use. To transform aluminum into a household object was radical. The conventions to that point were, of course, ceramic, highly decorated, either European or Asian looking, or it was stainless steel and chrome-plated stainless steel if it was European influenced. But aluminum was unusual. It was used for airplane parts. It was used for industrial applications. His was among the very first applications for domestic use.
Wright was best known for a collection of dinnerware called American Modern, which he designed in 1937. With a distinctive focus on simplicity rather than ornamentation, the collection was a huge success and became the most widely sold dinnerware collection in history. 250 million pieces were created during the 22 years it was in production.
Just prior to the unveiling of American Modern, the Homer Laughlin Company had introduced Fiestaware. That was very bright primary colors, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple. Russell saw that and its popularity and its simplicity of design and used it as an influence. But both of those, American Modern and Fiestaware, were a new move for the American consumer to have. Prior to that, it was Limoges. It was high-fire porcelain, Japanese japonisme, Chinese design, blueware, Delft, highly decorated French and English porcelain work out of the Victorian era. We're watching the change, we're watching the transition from the Victorian era and before, and the new modernism that is coming in Russell's work and that of Fiesta.
Wright's designs were geared toward an emerging middle class, who he believed could live in style, incorporating beauty into everyday household items while keeping them affordable. The idea that good design can appeal to a broad number of people is in part what motivated the Decorative Arts Center of Ohio to begin organizing the exhibition, Russell Wright Living with Good Design. Julie Park, executive director of the Decorative Arts Center of Ohio, explains.
Well, Russell Wright was considered a designer. The work that came out of his creative mind and his product lines were definitely could be considered decorative arts. They're furnishings, accessory pieces, tableware, all the kinds of things that you use in everyday life. We felt Russell Wright would have an appeal to a very broad demographic. Many, many people would recognize the work, had relatives who had owned Russell Wright pieces or whole lines of dishware who had Russell Wright furniture. The Russell Wright materials are very popular, and we felt that it would draw a new and different audience and open people's eyes to the idea that your grandmother's sewing table is a decorative art. And it's something as simple as the design for your toaster or a lamp or even the sleek designs of computers could be a decorative art because it has a function, but it's made to be attractive in some way. Yes, they're a useful, functional object, but they're truly graceful and beautiful at the same time.
Though the exhibition examines his design in the framework of decorative arts, it also provides a background of Russell Wright as a person and the impact of his background on the evolution of his designs.
Russell's background is from Ohio. He is a native of Lebanon, Ohio, and although most of his career was spent in New York, we claim him as one of our own, so we felt that was a good fit for us and the Decorative Arts Center. We wanted to do an exhibition that gave him a personal side, more an evolution of this person as a designer and as an artist, as well as showed his product lines and his creativity in that regard.
If you're interested in learning more about Russell Wright, I encourage you to visit the website livingwithgooddesign.org, which contains comprehensive essays on Wright and his career, as well as images of many of his designs. I would like to thank Robert Stearns and Julie Park, as well as Target, the national tour sponsor of Russell Wright Living with Good Design, the Ohio Arts Council, and the National Endowment for the Arts.